Penguin Random House Audio presents Do or Die by Jen McKinley. Read for you by Allison Ryan. Chapter 1. I could not believe that Lucy agreed to marry Cecil when she was so obviously in love with George, Violet LaRue declared. Lindsay Norris glanced up from the lace scarf she was attempting to crochet. What had she been thinking when she thought she could do anything with this cobweb-like yarn? It was maddening. Violet's crochet hook was swooping away, row after row, on a lace pillow cover that she was making for her niece, who was getting married in the spring. Violet was using a pearl cotton thread that gave the star pattern a subtle luster when it caught the light just right. It was to be the ring bearer's pillow, and it was sure to be lovely.
She was expected to marry within her station, Nancy Payton said.
Nancy was Lindsay's landlord and had been teaching her a variety of needlecrafts for almost 9 months now. Currently, their crafternoon club was working on crochet projects. It wasn't going well for Lindsay. As if sensing her annoyance, Nancy put aside the handbag she was working on and took Lindsay's mangled seafoam green mohair and cotton cashmere skeins out of her hands and began to fix them. For that alone, Lindsay was pretty sure Nancy was setting herself up for sainthood. Both women had about 20 years on Lindsay, and she tried not to take it personally that they could manage to have an in-depth discussion about E.M. Forster's A Room with a View and crochet.